First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, about the offering, it says, "He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it." He who calls you is faithful. How many here have been called? You've heard your name called by the Lord, amen, or your life. You've sensed His presence in you. Maybe this morning He drew you to give an offering. Or maybe you gave online. We do have online giving now. And if anybody doesn't know that, you can go to thefamilyprayercenter.com, familyprayercenter.com. And if you click on the donation button, it'll come up and it'll say, probably say PayPal. I believe it says PayPal. But even if you don't have a PayPal account, you can use your debit card and put money on there. Now, we do not. It says right on there, we do not encourage you to go into debt to give any money to the church or the work of God. We're not encouraging people to go into debt, but for convenience sake, you're welcome to use the donation button there, and people can give. I've had some people that know me from other places, and they, well, how can we give to your church? And now we have that set up. It's fully ready to go. It's operational, and it's a small. There's a small fee, you know, they charge us 30 cents, I think it is, per transaction. So, you know, like I, my first gift was $3, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to try this out and give $3 and see how it goes. It worked great, but for $3, it's a little bit expensive, you know, 30 cent transaction, 3%, 10%. I was like, wow, that's a lot of money, but it's not that much. It's I think it's 1.5% plus 30 cents. That they do charge a little bit for the transaction fee, but there's a little button there if you want to pay the transaction fee, which I put that on there. I did do that. Cost me, another 35 cents, and they'll take that out and cover that cost. But anyway, I just wanted people to know that that is available. So if you want to do that, but faithful is He who promised who also will do it. How many believe God is faithful to His word? Amen. When we are faithful to Him, He remains faithful to us. And every one of us can talk with the Lord. Amen. I hope you talk to the Lord about your finances more than just on Sunday morning. Oh yeah, I forgot I'm supposed to give, and that's a good time. It's good to do that. But how many know it's important to talk to Him regularly? Amen. And to find your verses that He has promised you. I like to get my favorite five. You know, Isaiah 48:17 says, "The Lord my God teaches me to profit, leads you in the way that you should go." Amen. Hallelujah. I like that scripture. He teaches me to profit. He leads me in the way I'll go. Praise the Lord. Psalm 35:27 is one of my favorites. It says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, the Lord hath pleasure in the prosperity of His servant." Amen. Hallelujah. Grab you four or five. You know, get your five or six, maybe six shooter, you know. If you get six, and then when the enemy comes and tries to steal from you, you shoot back with the word of God. Amen. We take the word of God up. We get our shield of faith up. We block His every fiery dart. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. My God shall supply, but my God, it doesn't look like a devil, but I'm telling you, my God shall supply every need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, because He who's called me is faithful and He will do it. He watches over His word. Amen. God is faithful. He'll be faithful to you just like He is to anybody else. Amen. Hallelujah. As long as we seek the Lord, God makes us to prosper. Hallelujah. Are you a Lord seeker today? He'll make you to prosper. It's His will. It's His desire. He's not a withholder. We've learned that. Amen. He's a giver. He's a giver. God is a giver. And I already know it's in every one of your hearts. I know everybody in here wants to give more, because if you're born again, it's just your nature. Amen. It's your new nature. Now, the flesh might stand up and say, well, I don't feel like doing that. But we don't listen to our flesh, do we? We say, no, I know what God said. He's a faithful Father. And because I love him, I'm going to give into the kingdom of God. Because he has blessed me, Father, I bless. I want other people to be blessed. I give so we can keep the lights on, so we can keep the church rolling. And we're going to see this place filled up. Amen. So I hope you are thinking about that during the week. Praying about it. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to operate? What do you want me to give, Father? Oh, Lord, thank you, Father. I know that I love you. And then write it down if you have to. Write down what you have. Say, Lord, what could I give? What would be a good amount? You know, maybe you said, well, I can't give 10%. Well, can you give 5? Amen. Well, I can't give 5. How about 2? Maybe 1. Whatever it is between you and God. And then believe for more. Amen. Believe for increase. God wants to increase us more and more. Amen. Everybody says, well, I can't. You know, I'm not here to tell you. You're not going to be cursed if you don't give to God. You won't be, but you'll be blessed. Because God said there's a blessing in giving. Blessed are those, what? Not that receive, but that are able to give. He said there is a blessing. There is a blessing in giving. Amen. How many of you would like to be able to give more and stand up and say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna talk to the Lord about that. You know, we could get the movie out, couldn't we? You know, we could bring a nice movie up here and show all the starving kids around the world and move our emotions, but we want to give from our heart. Amen. We want to give from the heart of God and from what the Lord is speaking in our heart to give. Because when it's based on the relationship with the Father, there's a blessing that comes. There's a grace that comes. And there's a peace that comes. And there's a joy that comes in giving. And he is faithful that promised. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we know, all of us in here know, we know prosperity is more than just money, but we need money in this earth. It's not up there in heaven. It's not going to fall down in heaven. It's on the earth. So we've got to use our authority and our giving. Amen. Say, devil, take your hands off my money. I say, you take your hands off my money, Satan. You leave my money alone. You stop. My stuff lasts a long time. Hallelujah. Amen. I put my hand on my stuff sometimes. You know, put your hand on that washer. You last a long time. Yeah, and they said it was going to go out in 5, but I'm believing for 10. Hallelujah. It may eventually wear out, but God will take care of you. He's faithful that promised. Hallelujah. I remember one lady, I don't know why I'm on this, but I'm going to tell the story. I remember when she was giving an example. She was, what was she, in the 8th grade, I guess, about 13. And they asked her mother, the organist had stepped out of the church, and they asked her mother and said, do you think your daughter might be willing to play the organ for us? We really need an organist. And her mother just said, she would love to. She didn't ask her. She just said she would love to. And now this is the daughter telling the story. And her mother just said she would love to. And for about the next 5 or 6 years, she was the organist in the church. And they were wanting to pay her. And her mother said, no, you're not going to pay her one penny. She can learn how to serve without reward. She can learn how to serve without having to get paid. She can give the church something. She can serve. And so she served. And finally, after those 5 years or so, they said, well, we'd like to give her something. Her mother said, you can give her $5 a month. $5 a month. She said, I thought I was rich. But she said, it comes down to what is God said to do. And she shared this testimony. She said, supernaturally, by God, my entire college tuition was paid. And she said, I believe with all my heart, because I was where God wanted me to be, where God called me to serve and to be and to give up my life. God took care of me. So faithful is he that promised to also will do it. And she says, I've learned something. I don't do anything for money. I don't serve God for money. I don't preach to get an offering. I don't minister because I get paid. God takes care of me, and I use our faith. And we continue to grow, and we continue to mature in faith. And he said, faithful is he who promised, who also will do it. Hallelujah. I hope that helped somebody. I know I got a little long in there, but I really believe we need to think about it a little more. Amen. I do. I try to pray about it every day, believing God that we're moving forward and we're going to see every seat filled. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. It will happen. It is happening. And God is moving by his power. Well, hallelujah. Let's pray. I know we have prayed already for Rylan. He's moving. God, he hasn't got a report on him yet, but we believe. How many believe God's working? Amen. How many believe God's working in Sister Brenda? Amen. How many believe that God's working in our brother across the street, Brother George? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just take a moment, you know, as I pray today, let's just worship him just a little bit for those things, because he heard us. Father, we thank you that you've heard us, Lord. We thank you that you heard our prayer and that you are answering mightily. Your power is working in each and every one of these lives, Father, that we have brought before you and in our sister Diana also, Lord. We thank you that your healing power is flowing like a river in each and every one of them. And maybe you know someone in your family that needs a touch. Hallelujah. Just lift them up in your heart and say, Lord, thank you for healing them. Thank you for ministering to them. Thank you for saving them, Lord. Thank you that you're doing your work, for you are faithful. We trust you, Lord, to answer what we have asked of you. You said to ask, Lord, and we have asked many things, Lord. And we thank you that you're working in the lives of those that need healing right now. In Jesus' name, your power, there it goes. It's continuing to work. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that we're going to have the testimonies. We're going to hear. Woo, you just can't believe what God did. Yes, we can. We're believers, right? Amen. We can believe. Hallelujah. He is all powerful. He is all powerful. Well, Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you for wisdom and grace, truth impartation into our spirit, Lord. That the truth of the word, Father God, will empower us, will strengthen us, and bring us to a place in you where we walk with confidence and great joy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, I want to talk a little bit this morning about authority. And I will share about authority, but I'm going to kind of go at it a little bit of a different way. I want us to first take a look at God and what he does. What does he do with his authority? What is his authority really for, and what did he do with it? Why does he have all authority? He is, first of all, I want us to see, you know, sometimes we know, that the devil can work in an atmosphere. How many of you know he works a lot of times, what, in fear? In what you see? Why? Because what we see brings a fear. We fear what we're seeing, that, hey, it's not going to change. This is not good. And when we focus on what we see, boom, anybody ever had that happen? Your faith just went out your feet. Oh, Lord, help me. You know, got to get a hold of myself, pull that back up, Lord. Hallelujah, and get a hold of the truth of the word of God. We know that happened with Abraham and Sarah. They didn't immediately believe that God was going to give them that baby. Their faith went out their feet. And, you know, they're saying, I don't see how it's possible. I'm looking at what I see. And sometimes that's how the enemy works. He comes and he brings you the video of you. Amen. Maybe your failure. Maybe your weakness and causes, or he shows you what is, so that our faith is weak and it goes out our feet. But God brings the truth of his word to bring forth that faith and reminds us the things like he is faithful, reminds us that he is with us, and reminds us that he is all powerful. Amen. And we can take that truth and have peace on the inside of us in the midst of fear. Anybody ever had that? Maybe you feel fear, but down on the inside, see in your spiritual man, the peace of God rests. Hallelujah. There may be chaos all around you. It was in Jesus' life. Remember when he was on the boat, they were crossing over the sea and the storm came. Where was Jesus? He was asleep, wasn't he? He wasn't worried. The boat's filling up with water and he's still sleeping. Hallelujah. How many know it can look like you're drowning and you can lay down and go to sleep because God is faithful who promised. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's look at a few things this morning. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 6. And here in this verse, it says, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns." How many know that the Lord God omnipotent, the word omnipotent simply means all powerful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What does God have power for and what does he use it for? Well, first of all, we realize he is all powerful and they're saying hallelujah. John was taken up and he began to see in the vision and they were saying hallelujah, the Lord all powerful. The Lord Almighty, the God that can do anything. His power is available. He is all powerful. And he reigns. Number one, I want us to see in Genesis. How many know? Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 1. And I'm going to read the first three verses. Hallelujah. So we may go from Revelation to Genesis today or Genesis to Revelation. We'll see. But hallelujah. We can get something here. We see where God in the beginning created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible says that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Number one, God used his power to create. I mean, no, God has creative power. Hallelujah. He is all powerful, but that power created. Light always drives out darkness, and darkness ends when light appears. How many know that you were translated from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son? You were created on the inside as a child of God. The light came. The light was turned on. Oh, I need a Savior. I received the Savior and I am now a son or daughter of the living God. I was changed. I went from darkness into light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that light is for our development, for our growth. Secondly, I want us to see in Acts 10:38. What God used his power for. You say, well, why are you talking about that? I thought you said you're going to talk about authority. I am. God is the authority. He is all powerful. And he has a purpose for his power. His power was not just there because he's all powerful, but he used it to create. Secondly, Acts 10:38 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, what, with power, who went about doing good. The second thing that God's power was for was to do good. Whatever God does is good. Remember when he finished the creation, what did he say? it is good. Amen. He rested. And then he created man. It is very good. Hallelujah. How many are glad that God thinks you're very good? You're not just a good creation. You're a very good creation. Amen. Glory to God. So whatever God does is good. Everything he does is good. His tender mercies contain all of his works. Psalm 145 and verse 9. Let's look there real quick and see where his tender mercies are over all his work. Amen. Glory to God. Let's see. Isaiah Psalm. Psalms. Psalm 145. I didn't mark that one. I should have. I got these little tabs in here. But Psalm 145 verse 9 says, the Lord is good to all, and his what? Tender mercies are over all his work. All your work shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. The work of God was good. He said, I have power and anointed Jesus with power to do good. Now, what were some of the good things? Who went about what? Doing good, healing. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, some people want to say they're oppressed of God. God's trying to teach me a lesson. That's why I'm having this illness. Well, what lesson is he trying to teach you? And if he's trying to teach you a lesson, why are you going to the doctor to try to get it off of you? Amen. It's good preaching, Pastor Doug, because it's true. You've got to think about it. It doesn't make any sense. The Bible said he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Oppression and sickness and disease is of the devil. He said, well, brother, I know what happened to my so-and-so, my friend or my uncle or my niece, and they got sick. And when God put them on their back, all they could do was look up. And finally, they gave their heart to God. And that's great and wonderful. In the midst of trial and trouble, God will rescue us. He will save us no matter when we turn to him. It doesn't take sickness and disease to cause you to turn to God. The Bible says the goodness of God draweth a man to repentance. God uses his power to do good. Every good and perfect gift is from above. That would mean every bad and evil gift is from beneath. Amen? From the enemy. From the power of the devil. The work of the enemy. The work of sin. I shouldn't say every sickness is of the devil, because some things are just because there's sin in this world. We live in a fallen world. It's full of sin and corruption, and until we reach heaven, there's going to be some things that attack. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, well, I got the COVID. Well, that doesn't mean it was, you know, it's not of God. We know that. You know, it's a result of things that happen in the earth. And that is where we come in to allow God's power to help us to walk with him and do good. And deliver sickness and disease from ourselves and from others. Amen. There's some things that belong to us. And when we know that they belong to us, we have authority, because God is omnipotent. He is all powerful. And he used that power to do good. Let's look at Acts 1:4. We'll get, oh boy, here we go. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1. We've been talking a little bit about sharing Jesus today, but hallelujah. But this is good, because it says here, what did God use his power? He used it to anoint Jesus and to heal the sick, destroy the works of the enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. So the second thing, he did good. But here we see here that he has used his power to fill men and to present them before him to be a witness. Amen. Acts chapter 1 verse 4 says, and being assembled together with them, this is Jesus talking, He commanded them, they're talking about Jesus, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. But you shall receive power, and that power is the Greek word dunamis in this particular case, where we get our word dynamite or miracle working power, shall be upon you, and you will be a witness for me. You shall be a testimony of my goodness, of who I am, of what I will do and what I use my power for. Hallelujah. Because I have given you what? Authority in the earth. Hallelujah. We're going to talk more about that. But I want us to see what God uses his power for. He uses it to do good. He uses it to create. And he uses it for the Holy Spirit to come upon us and from within us to be a witness. For signs and wonders will follow you. Everybody say, signs and wonders follow me. Amen. I don't follow signs and wonders. Signs and wonders follow me. Amen. That's a good truth. They follow you. Amen. Well, somebody said, well, nothing happened. I prayed for somebody. Were they any worse? Amen. Come on now. Be honest. Say, you know, we've got to be bold with God. Not just being bold, but being willing with all the love and compassion in our heart. And just share with them. Say, hey, I've prayed for people, and we'd like to pray for you. The Bible says we can lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. Would you like us to pray for you? And most people will say, yes. Sure, pray for me. And God's healing power can come through you right now. You say, well, I don't know if I'm there. Well, it's not about you being there. It's about you being faithful to what Jesus said. Jesus said, these signs will follow. Not maybe, not hope so. They will follow you. And we need to begin to claim, I have authority over sickness and disease. I can lay hands on the sick and I can see them recover. Because I am what? Filled with power. And God wants that power displayed in the earth. Hallelujah. He has anointed me to be a witness, to have signs and wonders follow me, that the goodness of God might be seen. The Bible said that they will see your good works and praise our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Now, they've looked at the church, but we haven't really showed them very much yet. We just said, well, God's not very happy with you. You're a sinner. Instead of sharing the good news, Jesus has paid the price for that sin. Yes, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but there is a gift of God. Amen. Eternal life that's been settled for you and I. Hallelujah. For each and every individual, every sinner out there has already been forgiven. The price was paid. They have to just receive it. Amen. Really, the message is all is forgiven. Come to God. Amen. Come to God. Now, some people get carried away. Well, if all is forgiven, then why do I need to come to God? Because we have to acknowledge him as all powerful. We still must acknowledge him that he has the power, that he paid the price. Because if we reject that, we know that's not faith, right? To reject what God said, well, there is no salvation for them yet. Amen. Remember what Alan said the other night, those of you that were here? You know, Monday night he talked about it. You know, there is no salvation under the law. If they go back under the law, talking about the Jews, but if anybody walks away from God, they can still come back to God. But if you walk away, there's not salvation somewhere else. There's no hope somewhere else. There is no hope of salvation. There is nothing. Because why? The old law was passed away. They said, well, I do all these good things. We said, well, if I just be good enough. Our good works are not going to save us. We're saved by grace through faith. Through faith, we must have faith. Some people say, well, all I got to do is just believe. Well, the Bible says you're saved by grace through faith. Yes, through your believing. But the grace of God is not empowered until that faith is acted upon. And we must confess Jesus is Lord. We must commit our life to God. We must say, Jesus, be my Savior. There must be an act that takes place. There must be an honor to the God who is all powerful. Hallelujah. He has all power. And he uses his power to do good and to empower us to be a witness. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1. Let's look there for a moment. How does God use his power to create, to do good, to help us to be a witness and a testimony and display his goodness? Amen. Hebrews chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 says this, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in the temple time past, in the time past, to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And here we see that God is holding all things together with the word of his power. His omnipotence, his all-powerfulness is doing something. The whole earth is being held together by his word. The Lord is seated at the right hand of majesty on high. Dominion is always connected and often connected with the preaching of the gospel. When we're taking dominion with God, he has all power. He is holding it together with the power of his word. The word of God, the very essence of who God is holding it all together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus, remember, when Jesus walked the earth, what did he say when he was crossing that sea and the storm was there? And he said to the disciples, how is it you have no faith? And he simply rebuked the wind and the waves. He says, peace, be still. And what happened? That storm ceased. And there are storms sometimes that come in our life, and it may look like we're going to drown, but when we get a hold of the Master, and we say, as the Master said, peace, be still. All the power of heaven, see? This is the power of God. The omnipotent power of God is released to bring the stillness, to bring the peace. Hallelujah. Have you ever been there? I've been in some places where it looked very chaotic. I was trying to hold a Bible study one time. A friend of mine and I, and we thought, well, we'll have this Bible study. There was about 5 or 6 people there altogether, maybe 7, you know, 5 to 7, somewhere in there. Anyway, we're all sitting around, and he was kind of sharing his testimony and who we are in Christ and trying to share things. And there was this one particular guy that kept coming into the house, and I don't know what he was getting, and walking back out, and he kept walking through the Bible study, and it isn't going so great. Hallelujah. So we said, finally, I mean, it was kind of chaotic, to be honest. It was just kind of like people are here and there and different things are happening. And so we said, well, let's pray. So we had a word of prayer. I said, let's just circle up here. Come on, grab hands. Let's pray. We begin to pray, and boom, because you can change a circumstance with authority. You could change a situation with authority. We can change the atmosphere with God's authority. His power came. Boom, one of the guys went out under the power, and he had this, he hadn't been saved very long. He sees Jesus coming on the clouds of glory. I mean, he starts talking about it. He was all excited. And he had been in a situation where the enemy was trying to destroy his life. And he was talking about taking his life. And I said, no, in the name of Jesus, you will not. And this power came in such a degree, it set him free. Boom, one touch of heaven. In the midst of chaos, peace came. In the midst of a situation where it didn't look like anything's happening, God came. I remember when I worked at the 7-Eleven store. You know what that is, anybody? In the U.S., we have 7-Eleven stores. And it used to be very popular around all over the place for about 50 years, but it's not as popular as it was, but they're still in existence. And I was working there one night by myself. It was actually a Sunday evening. And I'd been praying. I prayed over that area quite a bit, and I was just kind of there by myself, not real busy. I'd say it's about 6 o'clock, and this lady walked in, and she grabbed a candy bar and slams it on the desk like that, slams it on the counter, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to pray for her peace. I said, okay. So I ring the candy bar up, you know, and tell her what it is, and I said, what's going on? You all right? Oh, my son, you know, if you knew how she was, her son was about 13 and he's in trouble again. And you know, you just kind of know with a mother like that, you understand why, you know, we love her, but you know, she had some issues. But I said, can I pray for you peace? She said, would you? I said, sure. And I just touched her hand a little, prayed, and it was like you cracked, like you took an egg and cracked it, and it opened over that place, and whoosh, the peace of God came in like a rushing mighty wind, I'm telling you. And she said to me, I would have never guessed this, she was probably about 40, 41 years old, had been a prostitute and all kinds of things, but you know what she said? She said, I have not felt that presence since I was in my grandfather's church many years ago. And God was drawing once again to change a heart, to change a life. His power is real. His authority is real. We have to walk in that authority and saying, yes, Lord, I believe you are omnipotent. You are all powerful. You are faithful. Oh, Father, when we walk with that authority, there is a presence that will come. See, it wasn't my great words, all the preaching in the world. She had heard about Jesus many times, but it was the presence that changed her heart and life. And I know from experience, at least, when God touches a heart all of a sudden, or they get touched in some way, we've got to be ready, because then people start really talking about the real problem of life. You know, I need to get back to that, to God. You know, I've had this happen, or I've been this, or I've done that. I remember one guy sharing with me, well, his daughter, you know, we prayed and he had received some healing in his body, which is all great and wonderful. But what God's really after is the heart. And then he began to open his heart to me because he felt like, you know, you've got some kind of place with God. And you do. You got access to all of heaven. But the real problem began to come out. Would you pray? My 13-year-old daughter was raped at the bus stop. God wanted to reach the heart, the real crux of the matter, what's really bothering me. And when people see and feel and sense the presence of God, there becomes a safety. And they open their heart. And God is able to come in to begin to address what's really wrong. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Cristo.
Thank you, Father. I'm not getting very far. Hallelujah. Is it all right if we just take it slow today? Amen. We may get back some more. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to share one more scripture, I think. Hallelujah. But God has said He has a purpose. He's not just all powerful for no reason. His power has purposes. He does things with His power, and He uses you and I to cause them to come to pass. He believes in us because we are the ones that walk in authority in the earth. Amen? Hallelujah. He uses it to create. He uses that power to do good. He uses that power that we be a testimony, a witness. He uses that power to hold all things together with what the word of His power. God is all powerful. Hallelujah. And He wants us to recognize that. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. We've got about 5 minutes here, so I'm just going to share a few things here. Let's begin at the 17th verse. Ephesians 1. Well, let's start at 15. Ephesians 1:15. It says, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power." Hallelujah. Glory to God. "Which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. And you He made alive," chapter 2, "who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Amen. Hallelujah. And God wants us to know, hallelujah, just like we know our own name, He wants us to know this power. And the first word here, chapter, verse 19, says this, "And what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power?" And here it says, according to that power, that is that dunamis power, that miracle working power, that dynamite power that would reside on the inside of you and I, the exceeding greatness of His power toward us. Not our power, but His power, right, toward us. He is the omnipotent one. He is the all-powerful one. He is the Lord God Almighty, the all-powerful God who reigns. Amen. He reigns. That means He rules. to reign. That's like a king, right? A king reigns what? Over his domain. And you reign with him. He wants us to understand that power and know that power. And it says here, okay, what is the exceeding greatness of that dynamite power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Now here we see more of an energy, a display of power. It's an energy showing a display of power that you don't see, such as electricity. You see here, you see a display of power, but you don't see where the power comes from. You don't realize the power is going through the wires and it's out here and it's going back to a whole power plant that's sending power out so that we have it. And God is working all the time, that mighty power that works on the inside of you when you don't even realize it. Hallelujah. How many know God works in us? He continues his mighty working in and through us when we don't even realize it. He is omnipotent. He is all powerful. He has created you for authority, for purpose. Hallelujah. And this mighty power, a force or an endowment, a power that's working in us. That power, that ruling power. Hallelujah is what the second word is, really the working of his mighty power, his ruling power. That you would realize that you are now a ruler in the earth with him. Why? He went on to say, where did he seat him? He seated him. He put all things under feet. He gave him the head over all things to the church, which is his body. That's you and I. We are his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And it went on to say in the second chapter, verse 6, where did he seat him? He seated him at the right hand of the Father. And where are you? You are in him. Seated with him at the right hand of the Father. Far above all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have access to the omnipotent power of God that's already working in us. That's already displaying and wants to continue to display that power. That we be a testimony, a witness for him. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. We'll stop there for today. Anybody that's listening by the sound of our voice here, maybe you're on the deal and you haven't, I think everybody in here is born again, but maybe you're listening today. You said, I've never received Jesus as my Lord. Well, you can pray a prayer and mean it with your heart. The Bible says whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And the best you know how, you can call on the name of Jesus. Amen. You just say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sin and save my soul. I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my heart. I believe you are my Lord. You are Lord and that you were raised from the dead. I ask you to lead me, protect me, guide me all the days of my life. Thank you for hearing my prayer and saving my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, and you're sincere in your heart, you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. You were born again. Amen. It's that simple. You said, is it really that? Yes. It's that simple. When you believe, you take as truth that Jesus died on the cross in your place, you can be saved. And if you've confessed him and if you prayed that prayer and meant it with your heart, give us a note. Write us there. You can get on the, it would be on the website you're probably listening to. Just send us an email, send us a contact that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We would like to get in contact with you and help you grow in that relationship with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we've been talking about the power of God a little bit today, the authority of God and his omnipotent power that's in you. How many are more convinced that God is with you? He's in you. He wants to display his power through you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And we know that with the power of the Holy Spirit, we have power with God to walk with him, to know him, to grow with him. Amen. All right, Father, we thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. Ruko sibriso rabahachi. Thank you, Father, for your word today. We thank you for your power that works in us, your authority, Lord, that you have given us. And we thank you, Lord, that you will help us to remember that you're in us, you're working in us, and your power wants to flow through us, Lord. And Father, we receive today your grace to be a witness for you, Lord, to be a testimony, Father, that, Lord, people will see the goodness of God in our life and be drawn unto you, that we will be unashamed to share with those that are around us, Father. We just ask you, Lord, to give us that boldness, Lord, to speak, Lord, when needed, Father, that we're not ashamed of what we have. And we just share it out of our heart. Well, what happened to me? I just gave my heart to Jesus. And I can help you give your heart to Jesus if you want to. Hallelujah. He'll save you. Would you like to pray and receive Jesus? Amen. We can all do that. Amen. We all have a testimony of how we received Jesus. Maybe you were 6 years old. Doesn't matter. That's one of the best testimonies of all. I've lived for him all my life. Hallelujah. I was 10 years old when I finally, you know, I realized I started seeing that before, and I went to church and I heard the good news. But when I was 10 years old, I knew I'd given my heart to Jesus. Amen. I prayed and I said, Lord, I don't remember the exact day, the exact time, but I do remember that I heard that verse, and I remember 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone's in Christ, and the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit, bore witness right then that I was a son of God, a child of God. I knew I had changed. I was different. I'm not any longer a sinner. I'm a saint and a son. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you came for prayer today, you need prayer for anything. Anybody here today, you say, well, I've never tasted of the power of God. You want a touch from God today. I'm telling you, he's here. Amen. He's here. He'll bless you. He'll strengthen you in your walk with him and that power. Sometimes people say, well, why are you praying that? Because when God comes, how many knows? I know Mike was testifying to me today, going boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. He's been going boldly at home and God comes. He said, I remember when he used to come, but he's been coming now lately. How many know when God comes, things change? Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for your power, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace to walk with you as witnesses and as testimonies of that great power. In Jesus' name, amen.